Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Ulster studios with you. How the heck are you? Fun last few days. Not real sure where I want to go with you today. I mean, I am. I have a lot I want to talk with you about. We ran out of time yesterday. Great program yesterday. Day before was good, too. The daytime programs, Daily Show, has been an awful lot of fun lately. And I've got a, well, I'll have to pull that up in just a few minutes. First one, hey, how about this hit me today. Ken Bone. You know who Ken Bone is? And nobody else knew who Ken Bone was either until he asked a question. Some energy question at the last debate. You know, he was the big guy in the red sweater. I don't know what the fad was. I have no idea. Maybe his name, Ken Bone. Somebody thought it was cool and people, I mean, I don't have any idea what the deal is. Shanto, you know anything about Ken Bone? Did Ken Bone fascinate you?
The name does ring a bell.
Did you have to look him up after the debate and go, who's Ken Bone?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Now I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't have nothing to say about that.
Do you have any theory as to why this guy would become some viral internet sensation? Do you have any idea why? Because I can't put my finger on it.
Yes, because the United States is stupid, and they pull people out of nowhere who have nothing else to do but be on something.
But that doesn't answer the question of why a guy by the name of Ken Bone, who got up and asked a benign question about energy policy, would all of a sudden become this viral internet sensation. You know, and what does that have to do with guns? Well, admittedly, it doesn't have anything to do with guns, but it does have something to do about with the state of our nation today, like you said, to a certain extent. And what it is that fascinates people and where people are in this country today. I don't think Ken Bone would have been a mention back when we had three networks giving the news when, you know, for the most part, people trusted their newscasters at 6:30. They got their news, they moved on for the day. It's the internet. And it's who knows? Who knows?
I do have a theory.
What is it?
It's the same thing with all these people that are coming out of the woodworks about certain things that Donald Trump has supposed to do. You have to remember the Democrat Party and the media who's tied with them, their job is to have diversions. Let's not talk about Russia. Let's not talk about Syria. Let's not talk about ISIS. Let's not talk about things that are important. And, you know, since I'm a political beast like you, it's hard for me to separate. But at the end of the day, I have to think about what policies are set forth for me. This Bone dude, I mean, I don't know him, never will meet him.
Well, why am I talking about Ken Bone? You know, there's a piece up on Fox News Entertainment right now. I just saw this. I mean, I just saw this right before we went to air. Ken Bone linked to questionable past comments on Reddit. Okay, so here this dude, he stands up in his Mr. Rogers sweater. I mean, I have absolutely no earthly idea why anybody would follow this guy on Twitter, would do it. And, you know, in, as far as that's concerned, I'm the whole Twitter, the whole Facebook thing, I think is causing irreparable damage to the country. The whole social media is causing irreparable damage to the country. When this chapter is written, Steve Jobs is going to be, he's going to go down as evil, man. Are these inventions great? Yeah, but you know what? They're being abused far more than they are being used for really their intended purposes. And, well, I don't know their intended purposes. Social media, this is intentional stuff. I ask you, not just give you my opinion, do you think social media is good for this country? You got kids? You think it's good for your children to have access to this stuff? Do you think Twitter is doing more good or more harm? Do you think Facebook is good for your family? Do you think it's good for the nation? Do you think it's good for the direction of the nation? These are legitimate questions I'm asking you. And I'm going to put, because these things matter. You know, we had this stupid comment that this was the first debate, presidential debate, where Twitter, wow, really? Twitter. Is this good for the country? Is the iPhone good for the country? Do we have to have all of that information at our fingertips in order to live our lives? Do we? Is it good? Is it causing more harm than good? I think when these chapters are written, I think you're going to find out it's caused far more harm than it has good. Did you make it through college without an iPhone? Did you make it through college without a laptop or PC at all? I did. There was no such thing as a PC, and I'm not ancient by any stretch of the imagination. I made it through college, never saw a PC, never had one. No such thing as a laptop. Had to go to the library. Had to look it up in a book. Yeah, that's right. I went to the card catalog. Sounds ancient, doesn't it? You know, the iPhone was invented in 2007. Hadn't been that long ago. Would a guy like Ken Bone even be known to you? Does it matter to your life if Ken Bone is known to you? I ask you these questions for a reason. Because it's doing, I believe, irreparable harm to the country. It has its good, it has its positive. But I believe the positive is being outweighed by the negative. And I think that when it's all said and done, the evils of this instant technology. Now, look, you really want me to prove my point here? How about the mainstream media? Is a 24-hour news cycle good for your psyche? I can tell you right now it's not. You don't need to know every minute of every waking minute of every day what somebody said, whose life is being destroyed by the media. Donald Trump is right. But it's not something I didn't wait around for Donald Trump to say. I've been saying it for 8 years. That's been my number one attack has been on the mainstream media. They are doing tremendous irreparable damage to this nation, tremendous damage to your psyche. It is never going to get any better until we get a handle on it. I don't know at this stage of the game whether we can get a handle on it. I think at this stage, the only way we can get a handle on it is if enough people say, you know what, I'm not watching this crap anymore, and I could use much more colorful language than I am right now and still not make my point as much as I'd like to. Ken Bone. Take a listen to the top sentence on this. The fan base that made Ken Bone an instant internet sensation turned against him just as quickly on Thursday. Bone, the rotund man in a red sweater who went viral after his question during the second presidential debate, has come under fire after a series of comments he supposedly made online were unearthed. Apparently, he was on Reddit. You know, do I use Reddit? No, I don't. No. I've seen it. I guess there was a session called Ask Me Anything. And he was using the username StanGibson18. But get this. News outlets, quote, quickly discovered that Bone's username has been linked to some eyebrow-raising posts in the past. The same username has crudely discussed hacked nude images of Jennifer Lawrence, discussed pregnant porn, and quipped about committing, quote-unquote, felony insurance fraud. This one got me. This is why I talk about it. Bone also seemingly commented on the controversial shooting of Trayvon Martin. And another comment down there from somebody on social media, which, I mean, this is the problem with social media. Ken Bone thinks the murder of Trayvon Martin was justified. Can we stop making him a thing? Kay, thanks. Well, the murder of Trayvon Martin never occurred. The self-defense shooting of Trayvon Martin did occur, and the state of Florida and a mixed-race jury found that it was, in fact, justified. You see, this is doing no good for anybody. And it's being used to come after your gun rights. The left, very good at using this social media garbage, where one comment from someone on a website can be picked up by a news organization and put all over the news as a response to something. Oh, you just need to get with it. This is the way things are going. You sound like my grandpa. He said the same thing about encyclopedias. Nah, I beg to differ. Encyclopedias never hurt the psyche of the nation. The evening news at 6:30 never destroyed the backbone of a nation. 24-hour news is not doing anybody any good. It's making a lot of people rich, though, isn't it? In the meantime, it's being manipulated to destroy people. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what Trump said yesterday. Then we're going to go to guns. Obama, he decries the Wild West media landscape out there right now. Yeah, okay. AWR Hawkins has got some great pieces out there. New information on the murderer, would-be murderer up in Boston. We'll be back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, the new Concealed Carry magazine just hit my mailbox today, and I have not had a chance. I grabbed it, went out the door, hit the studio. I've got it in my hands here, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Yeah, haven't had a chance to see it. This is the first time I've seen it, but I got to tell you, there's a piece in there called Luxury Living, Exquisitely Armed by Kevin Michalowski. You know Kevin is the managing editor of the magazine. Regular, frequent guest on the radio program. I'm looking forward to reading that, you know, high-end firearms and equipment, a little bit more expensive stuff. You know, what's the is being exquisitely armed? Is it worth it? Well, I guess it's like anything. You know, you don't need, no matter how much money you have, you don't need a Ferrari, do you, to get from point A to point B? No, but if you can afford it, kind of nice to have, right? Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the fruits of your labor. Maybe you're the best doctor in town. Maybe you're the only doctor that can fix a nose a certain way. You get rewarded. Maybe you created something. Maybe you're the guy that invented the Phillips head screwdriver. Believe it or not, I used to pass that guy's house in Connecticut years and years and years ago. Beautiful, beautiful country estate he's got out there. Yeah, he's the guy who invented the Phillips head screwdriver. Maybe you're that guy. You know, it's nice to be able to afford. Maybe you can afford that $2,700 1911 on your hip. So I'm looking forward to reading it. Is it necessary to have that gun? I can tell you right now, it's absolutely not necessary to have that gun. In fact, the argument could be made that the less expensive Glock is a far better option for you. I would make that argument. But that's personal choice. So I'm looking forward to reading Kevin's article about that. It'll be pretty interesting. Some great stuff in here. I can tell you, you'll like my column in the back of the magazine. It's titled God Help Us. And you got to understand, writing this column for this magazine for me is challenging. Because it's 2.5 to 3 months out from the time I write it. And I deal in real life. I don't write, you know, garden variety, off-the-rack stuff. I write about current events. It's hard to be current when the magazine is 2.5 months out. That's nothing bad. It's just the way the magazine is. It takes that long to get it to print, get it edited. This thing's amazing. If you've never seen Concealed Carry Magazine, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to check it out. It wins awards for a reason. I've been with this magazine since its inception, and I got to tell you, what a difference. But if you carry a gun, this thing's absolutely phenomenal. Today's issue, Revolver Rehab, Beautiful Beast, Luxury Living, Exquisitely Armed, Better Than a 45, 6 Hours, 10 Millimeter, and a great picture of a gorgeous 1911 on the cover. You go right to the back page, you see my column back there, God Help Us, but it's been challenging. We're going to make some changes there. Getting tougher and tougher and tougher to stay current in that environment. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on there. But everything from what you need if you're a woman, how to make a decision, all kinds of incredible stuff in here. So I'm looking forward, when I get off here, I'm going to be digging into this. I always do. Cover to cover, man. It's one of those things. And we're talking about Ken Bone. Because the Trayvon Martin thing jumped out at me. You know, the dangers of social media. I think it's evil. I'm going to end that part of the conversation because I want to move on. But I believe this stuff is evil. I believe this stuff is doing irreparable harm. And you need only look at the effect and the impact it's having on your kids. That's all I've got to tell you. If you think it's healthy that human beings walk around with their shoulders hunched over, face buried down in this ridiculous, stupid device, if you think that's healthy, well, I guess that's your prerogative. You can think that. I'm going to tell you right now, it's absolutely not. And it is at some point in time, this technology, this instant access is going to be the downfall of us. And you got to remember, you got to go back and look as a student of history at the great civilizations of the world and how they've all caved, how they've all folded. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Donald Trump gave a talk in West Palm Beach yesterday that was epic. Epic. I believe that when you go back 20, or you go forward 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100, even farther, if America is still standing in any form that you know it today, which I'm going to predict In its current trajectory, it won't. It will not. It will fail. The Founding Fathers' experiment may well be over in the next 20, 30, 40 years if the progressive globalist elitists win and we refuse to fight back to stop it. Yeah, you heard me say that. It may come to that at some point in time. To think that it won't is ridiculous. It's highly likely and possible unless we just continue to lay back and go, oh, well. You never know. That could be an option, too. I fear for my country. I fear for my children. I fear for your children and their children. At my age, I can do that. But he gave an epic speech yesterday in front of tens of thousands of people, by the way, that I think will be studied by political scientists. What? I hate to even give them any credit. Just a bunch of bloviating blowhards, you know, whatever. It will be studied by people decades down the road. Because in it, he said things that no politician, no establishment politician from either party would have ever said. Because they represent what he went after yesterday. The establishment political class. The globalist. The syndicate, the fix, and the media, the corrupt media. He called it what it is. And it is that class, that political class, that corrupt media that is coming for your right to bear arms. That's what we've been fighting. That's what we will continue to fight. It's why we're here. Yes, we talk about very cool stuff, and yes, there's great hardware, and yes, there's great software. And none of it means a hill of beans if there is a force, a powerful force, or a force powerful enough to take it away from us. It's why the Second Amendment Foundation exists. It's why the Second Amendment Foundation is in courtrooms across the country day after day after day, week after week, year after year after year, now 40 years into this. Winning court cases on your behalf, fighting those who represent the class that Donald Trump talked about yesterday. Well funded by Michael Bloomberg, coming at us from all sides. We come back from the break. I got an email that I want to read you. You may have read it. It's been floating around out there. I've seen it before. And a number of you sent it to me. So I think it's worthwhile reading it. Also want to tell you what Wisconsin Senator Feingold has to say, former Senator Feingold, Russ Feingold, has to say about Hillary Clinton and her plans upcoming should she win the White House in November. Which, of course, we probably should just not even have an election now because the media has already declared that Trump stands no chance. But I digress. When we come back, we'll continue it as if, in fact, we really do have an election coming.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, and welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. You know, I'm going to be in Crossbreed Holster's facility, the manufacturing facility, next week. In fact, on Tuesday, just a few days out from now. Looking forward to broadcasting this program for you twice from those amazing facilities up in Missouri. So make sure to stay tuned. We'll have some guests from Crossbreed there as I sit there at the Crossbreed facility. It's always fun to go home to Crossbreed. I get to do a lot of shooting out there at the ranch. A lot of fun. So make sure you tune in. Hey, I've got some information for you on the Gun of Day giveaway, by the way, today. Para Ordnance Black Ops valued at $1,249. You could round that up to $1,250 if you wanted to. You have 7 hours, 25 minutes, and 10 seconds from right now if you're listening to me live. If not, very simple. Just go to usccaonair.com and check out the information. Here's the way this works. Every day through the month of October, United States Concealed Carry Association is giving away a gun a day. But they don't really give away the gun. They give you the check for the value of the gun. Today's amount is $1,249, so you can buy the Para Ordnance Black Ops. You can take it to your gun shop and buy the gun. You don't have to buy the gun if you don't want to buy the gun. But the fact of the matter is, you can if you want to. All right? You also get 5/10 of Para Ordnance Black Ops, 1911 style. What do I always say about the 1911? Not my personal carry favorite. All right? Not my personal carry choice favorite. But I got to tell you, the quintessential American handgun, no American safe, is complete without one. You have to have one or two or three. They're wonderful. Nothing shoots like the 1911. They're wonderful. You have to have one.
So now's your chance. USCCAonAir.com. Simply activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association by picking up your choice of one of the three self-defense shields from $300,000 to $500,000 to $1.125 million in protection. Your choice, something to meet every budget. You're protected. If, God forbid, you have to use that para to defend your life or your family or, for that matter, anybody else's or any other weapon that you might have available to you, you are covered. There's nothing else like it on the market. USCCAonAir.com. You might win the gun. If you don't win the gun, guess what? You're in the running to win the grand prize is $15,000 Snap-on tool set. $15,000 value, huge. There's a photograph of it right there on the website. Even if you want to see the pretty pictures of the gun and the tool set, USCCAonAir.com. Okay, I got an email from a number of folks. Not just one, but from a bunch of you. And I really appreciate you sending me this stuff. It must be making the rounds. So I'll read it to you. It says, what are my choices? The folks speaking out against Trump are helping me make up my mind a little more every day. Is he the perfect candidate whose thoughts mirror mine on all fronts? Nope. Does he say everything the way I wish he would say it? Nope. Am I absolutely sure that his motives are absolutely pure? Nope. Can I point to any other Dem politician that I like better? Nope. Is there any of the other rhino politicians I like better? Nope. Am I going to sit home, refuse to vote, and let Hillary win because he is not perfect? Nope. Do I like what I've seen for the last 7.5 years with the jerk that sleeps in my White House? Nope. Do I like the fundamental changes that same jerk has brought about in my America? Nope. Okay, your turn to decide what you are going to do about it in 3 months. Trump's presidential qualifications. Obama is against Trump. Check. The media are against Trump. Check. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. Check. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. Check. The Pope is against Trump. Check. The UN is against Trump. Check. The EU is against Trump. That's the European Union. Check. China is against Trump. Check. Mexico is against Trump. Check. Soros is against Trump. Check. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. Check. Move On is against Trump. Check. Koch brothers are against Trump. Koch brothers. Check. Bushes are against Trump. Check. Planned Parenthood is against Trump. Check. Hillary and Bernie are both against Trump. Check. Illegal aliens are against Trump. Check. Islam is against Trump. Check. Kasich is against Trump. Check. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. Check. Now, that being said, it seems to me Trump must be the best qualified candidate we could ever have. If you have so many political insiders and left-wing nutcases all scared to death that they all speak out against him at the same time. Most of all, it will be the people's choice. Plus, get these. He's not a lifetime politician. Check. He's not a lawyer. Check. He's not doing it for the money. Check. He's a natural-born American citizen born in the USA from American parents. Check. Bonus points. Whoopi says she will leave the country. Rosie says she will leave the country. Sharpton says he will leave the country. Cher says she will leave the country. Cyrus says she will leave the country. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights will prevail. Hillary will go to jail. The budget will be balanced in 8 years. Americans will have first choice at jobs. You will not be able to marry your pet. You will be able to keep your guns if you qualify. Only living registered U.S. citizens can vote. Must show ID to vote. You can have and keep your own doctor. You can say whatever you want without being called a racist, Islamophobic, xenophobic, etc. Come to think of it, we have no place to go but up. That's an interesting email. Sean, if you would bring your mic live if you're paying attention and not doing something
yes,
else.
Yes, I am.
What'd you think of that?
Think of what?
So there you go. See? Think of what I just read. Were you not paying attention or were you just too busy running the boards, which I understand?
Yeah, I was just checking the spots and checking the time.
Okay, well, then I can't get your comment on that, but that was funny. Thanks for that response. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anything to make the show good.
Anything I knew I could count on you. Next time you're going to do that, make some noise like you're building something in the background when you answer the phone, like you're like really busy or something. That way I won't ask you. I'll say, hey, I can tell you're busy.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll break in and let you know. Oh, I'm breaking in. I'm supposed to get busy.
Okay. I do appreciate that. Well, I can't ask you, so I ask you, listener, what you thought about that. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's funny stuff. I appreciate it. But I thought it was a great email. Many of you sent that email to me already. So I'm getting a lot of you. Not necessary to send it to me again, but if you want to attach some comments to it, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the engagement very, very, very much. Okay? But it is an interesting email because there's truth to it. Here's what I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about, because this, again, this is your gun. This is Armed American Radio's daily defense. What are we defending? We're defending the Second Amendment. We're defending our right to bear arms. And we're not going to stop. If Hillary Clinton wins the White House, you know, I had a chance to skim through my column. Let me tell you something. In fact, I've got to go here. I don't know. We've got a couple minutes here in this segment. I think I'm going to wait. I want to read this when we come back from the break. I want to give you a taste of what I wrote about in this issue of the magazine that just hit my mailbox today. Had a chance to go through this, skim through my columns. It wasn't, you know, you're 2.5 months out. You're writing columns. I've already written the column that's going to be read after the election, and the deadline was before the election. So you see my quandary. It's very tough to do. I won't be able to comment until after February. So we're going to make some changes there because it's frustrating for me and for the magazine and everything else. But I want you to hear this because I want you to know what's going to happen if Hillary wins the White House. I want you to know what you're going to get from me. Now, you'll hear that on the huge monster broadcast, the last show next to the election, which will be on Sunday the 6th, 2 days prior to the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November when our election is held according to our Constitution. That will be Sunday. And then, of course, on Monday's Daily Defense, I'll tell you the same thing. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we will be here during the election. And then we will be here with you and for you Wednesday after the election. That's the beauty of being on air 6 days a week. So when I come back, I'll tell you my commitment to you as an Armed American Radio listener, as a gun owner, as someone who values your rights and your freedoms. This is my commitment to you should the wrong thing happen on Tuesday, November 8th. Stick around. You'll want to hear it. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I gotta tell you, I want to apologize to Sean. My intention was not to catch Sean off guard. He works. Yeah, I forget that sometimes. I am doing my work right now. My work is talking to you and researching what we want to talk about and giving you my point of view and hoping that you find it interesting. And I know you do. You know how I know? Because the show is growing like a weed. I was just informed today. Daytime listeners, WKOT 102.1 FM, Wymama, Florida. Love you guys. That's home to me. That's just southeast of Tampa, if you will, just a little bit south of Brandon. Down there, Wymama is a beautiful area. Central Florida, we got you covered. You're going to be a little bit northeast of Sarasota, Bradenton area, and a little bit southeast of Tampa. Okay? So, Wymama, beautiful area down there, man. Love you guys. Covering little areas like Fishhawk and Gibsonton and Riverview and Bloomingdale and Brandon and Apollo Beach. All right? Sun City Center down there, Greater Sun City Center and all that. Ruskin, you know what tomatoes come from there? Fishhawk, Boyette. Wymama, great stuff. That's home to me, man. I love you guys. 102.1 FM, really appreciate that. WKOT, great to have you here. You guys are tuning in every day from 6 to 7 p.m. and driving back up and down 75. Man, I know you well. Okay, so great to be here. But I want to apologize to Sean. Let me tell you what Sean was doing, and I should have known this, but I didn't. But we are working on, we have opened up lines of communication with Dinesh D'Souza, who has been on the program before, and his camp has responded back to Sean, and we are working on bringing him to a show. In fact, we wanted to bring him to the program. Sean, go ahead and make your mic live. I know you're paying attention.
Yes.
We were trying to bring Dinesh to, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, and that's not going to work, so it looks like it's going to be the Sunday after, correct?
Yes, maybe. I'm still trying to go and, figure out dates between them. He's going to be traveling, so that's what we're working around.
Right. Okay, well, we're working on that, and I just wanted to let you know that, and I appreciate it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, okay?
Oh, it's all good in the hood.
It's all good in the hood, huh? Okay. Where was I? What was I talking about beforehand? I got all twisted up. I got to talking with you, and I forgot where I was.
Bonehead.
No, Ken Bonehead. Ken Bone. Ken Bone. He was the beginning. I don't remember.
You just said what you were talking about in the beginning.
Last segment.
Oh, my bad.
My column. That's it. I wanted to let listeners know with their commitment, and I'll give you that in just a second. First, I want to tell you that former Senator, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, you remember him? He's a good little Democrat socialist.
Yep.
Yeah, he's out running his mouth that Hillary is interested in issuing executive orders on guns. Okay, so these are the things I want you to keep in mind, again, as we get closer to the 8th. This is my responsibility and obligation to make sure that you know these things. The mainstream press isn't going to tell you this. You'll get it here, but you won't get it there. And much like that email, I've never seen it. Now, I knew this was going to happen. You knew this was going to happen, that the press was going to come after Trump. But you've never seen it, never seen it, never seen it like it is right now. And I can promise you that it's going to get worse and worse and worse before it gets any better. That much I can promise you. All right? So keep all of this in mind as you get closer and closer and closer to November 8th. All right? Very, very important. Feingold is saying that he is, in fact, aware that Hillary Clinton is going to issue executive orders. Now, I'm going to ask you this again. I was talking about this with Andy Hoosier on the program, on his program up in Wichita, Kansas, the big talker up there, KQAM. Was a guest at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock on Andy's program today for about 45 minutes, better part of the hour. All right, we're talking about executive orders. I'm going to ask you this. I want you to think about this. Do you not believe already that Barack Obama, if he could have done more with executive action, he would have? He's had teams of attorneys looking at this for the last 8 years. Now, I believe he's going to issue another executive order after the election. It may be within the waning minutes of his administration. He may do it in the dead of night right before he walks out and that revolving door of the Oval Office kicks him in his can. You never know. But it could be a very difficult one for us. It could cause a constitutional crisis. I wouldn't put anything past this man at all. I say that not to scare you, just personal experience. We've been following this and we've been discussing this for 8 years, the entire administration. We've been talking about this on Armed American Radio. Okay, so this is something that would not surprise me. You keep that in mind. And then when you hear him say, Feingold, say Hillary might issue executive orders, you have to ask yourself this question. What in the world will she do that he felt he couldn't? What can she do that he didn't, that he wants to, that even his socialists said, I don't think we can do that, we still have a constitution? What is it that Hillary might try to do that Barack Obama thought he couldn't do? You need to ask yourself that question. All right. What's the commitment you have from me if the wrong thing happens on Tuesday, November 8th? I'm going to make you some promises, should she win. First, I want to promise that I'm going to turn up the heat. I will grow the radio program beyond its current growth rate, and I will rededicate myself to doing whatever I can as a voice for gun owners over these airwaves. I will do everything in my power to see to it that Americans are made aware of any anti-gun actions from every politician. I can promise you that I will never, ever let them silence me. As long as I have breath in my lungs and as long as God continues to allow me to do what I do, I will never stop doing it. You have my commitment. I will never stop doing it. I also vow to pick up the pace. I will sacrifice more of my own personal time. And let me tell you something. I'm on air 6 days a week. But I'll find the time somehow to do it. To continue fighting the enemies of our freedoms. I'll make it my goal to add additional hours to this program and possibly the Monster broadcast if I have to, if it works in the scope of what we do. I'll give you more of a voice. Experimenting with that right now. Behind the scenes, we are working on that. We have a new app coming out in January, by the way, which you will be able to participate. Video. Working on that. We've got a lot of things working behind the scenes that are not quite yet visible to you. But we want you to have more of a voice on this program. I want you to. I will push for more airtime, and I will get louder and louder than ever before. I'll work closer than ever with the greatest organizations in America to stop the coming blitzkrieg against our gun rights. And I will never cease those efforts until God stops me. I don't know where this election is going to go, and I'm powerless to predict its outcome. But those are some of the commitments that you have from me. You have those commitments whether Trump wins or not. There will still be anti-gun politicians. We will still do these things. But the urgency with which they need to happen should Hillary Clinton win the White House on the 8th will force us to work just a little bit harder and a little bit faster. Now, I, you know, gave you a little taste of what we're going to talk about on the Monster Sunday show. And on the Tuesday show, on November 8th, you're going to hear some of those similar comments come from me as we break down what's getting ready to happen. But as the election looms ever closer, I want you to make sure that you keep some of these things in mind that the media isn't telling you. Hence why I told you about what Russ Feingold said. Who cares about a former Democrat socialist from Wisconsin? Well, he's running again. You have to care. He's trying to win back his old Senate seat. He was recorded at a fundraiser saying that Hillary Clinton might issue an executive order on guns. What would she do that Barack Obama didn't? Any idea? I don't know. But I do know this. With a limp, wimp establishment control in the Senate, which will be a little bit shorter, by the way, I fear. Republicans only need to lose, only four seats need to completely flip. It's crunch time, baby. Crunch time. And keep that in mind. We're going to do it all again on the Monster broadcast on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Former president of the NRA, David Keene, is going to be joining me on air, and we're going to do this again on Monday. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.